You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB's See Sport Differently campaign is all about getting more people with sight loss feeling the benefits of sport and exercise, whether that's taking part, attending live events, or watching at home. Joining me now is one of our See Sport Differently champions, Patricia McKnight. Patricia, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Howard.
And you've tried a number of different activities, Patricia. How did you find one that you felt worked best for you?
Well, I think when we started the pilot program with Disability Sport, ANA, they had offered different activities, like gym-based activities, like spinning and stuff like that. And then the tennis, it was just so much fun. And you felt such a great sense of achievement. And then the club was great. And they encouraged us. And then when we could get funding, they would run a wee program of maybe, say, 4 or 6 weeks of training for us. And the volunteers were brilliant at the club. So I think that's part of it as well.
So you play a lot of VI tennis. How do you find that?
Frustrating a lot of the time when I keep missing. When I keep missing and keep getting beat. But it's just fun being with people you enjoy, you know, you enjoy being with. And it's always good when you manage to get the ball over the net. But it's great for your physical well-being and your mental well-being as well. And the club's great, and the people that play with, they're lovely.
And have you always been active, Patricia, or did you come to sport a little bit later in life?
Oh, no, I came to sport very late in life. My daughter was heading off to university, and so I was in my mid-50s. And I was always short-sighted as a child and really never did sport. And I just wanted something more to get me out of the house rather than any great interest in sport. So I'm lucky enough to live very close to a leisure centre, Loch Moss in Carriduff. And I went over there and they were just lovely. You know yourself when you haven't been in a place that before and all, you're nervous and you don't really know how other people are going to react or anything like that. So that was where I first started. I just went in and asked what activities they had. And they had a wee program going mostly for older people. And so I joined into that. Then happened to miss the Couch to 5K program. And I thought, well, I've never run. And you don't really need any equipment or anything to run. And it's a good exercise. So I thought we'd give that a wee go. And then when I got as far as the 5K, I didn't want to lose that. So I contacted RNIB and got in contact with a lovely lady called Olive Rogers. And she's been keeping me active ever since.
Is there any advice that you'd give to blind and partially sighted people listening who might not think that taking part in sport and exercise is for them?
I sometimes don't know whether it's harder for somebody that has never taken part in sport or somebody who really was involved in a sport and at a very high level. I don't know which is worse, because I think for somebody like me that never took part in sport, everything was an achievement. And I would say, go along to a local leisure centre or get in touch with a local club if you want to try an activity, because people are lovely and all clubs of all sports have volunteers and stuff that they're, you know, would talk to you. And the RNIB is a great starting point if you want to contact them and say what's available in your local area. And they would have access workers and community workers. I mean, all of this is so good to us over here. But it would definitely worth giving it a try. And if you don't have the confidence to go along yourself, get a friend to go with you and just see what is available in your local area. Because just being out is, even just outside the house, but you can't be, when you lose your sight, you can become very isolated.
And how do you think that keeping active has impacted the rest of your life?
Well, I've just met so many people. It's just great. Out of the Couch to 5K, we started up a wee running group, not an official club, but just a running group. And because our leisure centre was called Loch Moss, we called ourselves the Loch Mosketeers. And they're so good to me, obviously because of my visual impairment. And, you know, would somebody would always stay with me and run with me. But lots of the members you know, have found a lot of support just by being in that wee group. And so it's not just for, it's obviously a sighted group. But the other thing with the tennis is because it's international, I mean, I would never have met people mostly from other parts of Ireland or definitely not from other parts of the world. And that's been amazing.
And you've tried, as you say, VI tennis, the running and Zumba and things like that. Lots of different activities. What's next? Do you have any new activities you'd like to try?
Well, I have no definite plans at the minute, but you never know. Olive's always coming up with creative ideas to keep us busy. So now that you mentioned, we've just started. I have never been able to swim, and a wee group of us from the Loch Musketeers have decided to start to learn to swim. So that is the next project. We're definitely always on the lookout for something, some new activities.
And you made the decision yourself to head into the leisure centre to get active. Where do you think is a good place to start for people listening who might not have been involved in sport or in exercise for quite a long time?
Well, I would contact RNIB and see if they know that of any activities that's going on in the local area. And if you have a local leisure centre, even if you haven't been to them, it's worth going along and asking.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there's always something new to try, isn't there?
Absolutely. But I would say contact the RNIB and they would definitely know what to point you in. And obviously with this Seeing Sport Differently programme, if you just watch the videos and see what sports other people are taking part in, and contact a club connected to one of those activities. But it's best just to be out. I mean, like, basically when you lose your sight, you have two options, give up or go on. And I think it's always best to go on.
Well, for more information about See Sport Differently and how you can get started in sport, visit the website www.seesportdifferently.org.uk or call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Patricia McKnight, See Sport Differently champion, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Howell.